This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know Wayne from Tacoma is. Wayne, are you there?
Yep. Yep.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Wayne has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Go Hawks.
Woo! What band has the hit songs Numb and In the End?
Pink Floyd.
No.
Pass.
Kirk Cousins is the quarterback for what NFL team?
The Dirty Birds. Falcons.
Correct. Which superhero is referenced in every episode of Seinfeld?
Oh, boy. Pass.
What country covers 5 time zones but only operates on 1?
Man. Asia.
No.
Pass.
When in groups, what jungle animal is referred to as an ambush?
Kangaroo?
No.
Panda?
No.
Cheetah?
No. The official state individual sport of Hawaii is what?
Football?
No.
Soccer?
No.
Baseball?
No.
Damn.
Wayne,
no.
Wayne, you are number one.
Loser.
You got one correct. You're not a loser yet. But I think you might be in 60-ish seconds. Even Taryn did better than you on her first try.
That's true. I'm not very smart.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, she didn't do much better, but Steve, you have your work cut out for you.
Do I?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
What band has the hit songs Numb and In the End?
Linkin Park.
Correct. Kirk Cousins is the quarterback for what NFL team?
The losers known as the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah. Which superhero is referenced in every episode of Seinfeld?
Superman.
Correct. What country covers 5 time zones but only operates on 1?
Japan?
No.
China.
Yes.
What?
When in groups, what jungle animal is referred to as an ambush?
An ambush of anteaters.
No.
An ambush of aardvarks.
No.
An ambush of orangutans.
It doesn't start with A. No.
I know, but
the official state individual sport of Hawaii is what?
What?
The official state individual sport of Hawaii is what?
I don't even understand what you're saying. The official state of the hula hoop?
No.
Frisbee?
No.
Oahu?
No.
I don't know what you
Scar
mean.
Scar is the main villain in what Disney movie?
It's Frozen?
No. Woo.
Sarah, real quick. Orangutan doesn't start with an A. You know that, right?
Yeah, she said that.
But she said it doesn't start with an A. When you said orangutan.
Yeah.
I thought it did start with an A.
She thought it's...
I thought you said it didn't.
I was like, yeah, I know it didn't. I just...
That's funny.
No, I thought you were just doing like, oh, it's an ambush, so it's going to sound cute with an A name.
Yeah, but like, I ran out of animals with A names, so I just went with orangutan because it kind of starts with like an uh.
No, it sounds like it should start with an A. I thought it did. What's it start with, like?
With a Q.
Is it silent? I'm just kidding.
No, with an O.
It starts with an O? That's stupid.
All right, I'll take it up with the boss.
Steve, you did get 4 correct, though.
What was this Hawaii question? Am I the only one? Was my brain not working? I did not understand what the hell you were saying.
Were you asking for the official state sport of Hawaii?
Yeah. Oh, when you say it, it makes sense.
Which I was originally going to put in that it's a water sport, but I thought...
Surfing.
There you go. Boom. Yeah, see?
Nice.
But, you know, I had to make it a little difficult. But it didn't matter because Wayne got 1 correct. So you did indeed win. He only got the Falcons right. Everything else. Another one bites the dust. And Scar is the main villain in what Disney movie?
The Lion King.
That makes sense.
And if you wanted to know, an ambush, it wasn't orangutans.
Is it rhinos?
No.
What is it?
Tigers.
Tigers.
Well, congrats, Steve.
Live Night is back on December 13th, and this time we're going to be at Showbox Soto with everything performed live from the stage, and you can be part of the crowd when the sound effects are happening, when the voice actors are doing their thing.
The Barbershop Quartet's going to be there. Always all the bands as well. That's always a blast from all of our friends joining us up on stage, a revolving door of singers. It's going to be a great time.
Even Beat Migs, somebody's going to get to play live in front of a crowd.
Yes.
It's awesome. And the tickets are on sale now. You can head over to KISW.com to get yours. Yesterday, we learned about the passing of a true Pacific Northwest broadcast legend. And there were a couple great tributes to him, so you're going to hear them after Twisted Sister. The Daily Mix Show. Yesterday, we learned that a Seattle broadcasting legend has passed. Tony Ventrella.
I love Tony.
The age of 80 after a battle with cancer.
Yeah.
And there have been some amazing tributes that have been coming out, including one from the voice of the Seahawks, our very own Steve Rabel, during the 5th quarter with Paul Silvey on King 5.
And so just a strong showing and a lot of fun for the Seahawks. And there's one man back in the day who would have loved to be here for this game. And he gave us so many great years as a sportscaster in Seattle. The passing of Tony Ventrella, you worked a lot with him.
Yeah, we both worked with him. We both knew him for 100 years. And
I just love also Rabel just, you know, having fun. Because Tony was known for just being a joker and always smiling. So I love that the tribute that Rabel's giving was almost a heartfelt roast as well.
Absolutely.
Tony was, I mentioned it during the broadcast, unfailingly positive all the time. That's who Tony Ventrella was. He always seemed to have a smile on his face. Often when he came and asked you for a favor, but often he had a smile on his face. And he was just that kind of guy. He knew, like some of the guys who preceded him and the guys that I learned from in the business now 40 years on, that this is, what we're doing here is actually fun. I mean, this is sports. We want to have fun. We want the fans to enjoy it. And that's what Tony understood, I think, innately.
Both of them clearly don't spend much time on social media because it doesn't seem like people have fun about sports in that situation.
No. He was also a really good barber. I don't know if you knew that, but he was. He could clip your hair and interview you on some of the basics of football.
See, that was before my time, but they kept showing footage of like Tony's barbershop where he was talking to people as he's cutting their hair. I don't know if that was like that might have been a segment maybe on King 5 back in the day.
So fun.
Yeah, I think it would be kind of a fun piece to watch.
Absolutely.
All in the same day. Just a wonderful, wonderful guy. He will be missed. We will think about him. And we do. He worked for the Seahawks as well. So may his blessing be a memory.
Yeah, because was it after he was done with Cairo, when he was the sports guy at Cairo, and then all of a sudden he popped up and he was like one of the first to like really embrace digital media, and he was doing a lot of stuff with the Seahawks, being like one of the main guys that started like their digital media department.
Well, then it was Chris Egan from King 5, who also gave a great tribute to Tony as well on air.
He loved covering local sports, from Little League Baseball to high school to college to the pros. He also enjoyed boxing. He was famous for his King 5 Wrestling Hold of the Week.
That part I did not know. I was like, I missed out on... And I was like, oh, it's probably talking about collegiate wrestling and not like WWE, you know, figure four leg lock wrestling.
And his interviews from a barber shop. He was part of the Seahawks' first ever post-game show. Tony was a beacon of positive energy with his vibrant personality. He was motivational and inspirational. Well, he emceed hundreds of nonprofit events. He also loved talking about his family, especially his five grandkids and one great-grandchild. A few years back, we asked Tony about one of his favorite moments on TV.
My most fun interview ever was with George the Animal Steele.
Okay, so he wasn't talking about collegiate wrestling. He was a pro wrestling guy. And George the Animal Steele was known for being like a monster kind of dude. Like he was kind of like a little bit messed up in the head, not very bright and very hairy. And so we got to interview him.
Awesome.
At the old arena. So I'm over there in the ring with George the Animal Steele. And he comes in and he was in character. He played, you know, he played this kind of gorilla guy. He was actually a very smart man. And he's, you know, he's growling at me. And we finished the interview. And at the end, he turns to me and he goes, how was that? Was that okay, Tony? I'm going, wait a second. What just happened here?
Missed that man already.
Yeah. Chris Egan. That was a great tribute. And yeah, George Animal Steele was, I guess, a professor when he wasn't doing the wrestling stuff. So imagine going to school and like that's your professor and then watching on TV this nut job just eating turnbuckles. He has a green tongue and he's trying to bite people.
Just living two different lives.
Just a little bit. The part that got me though, as silly as it was, I remember in college being like the fraternity barber. Because it's funny hearing about like how Tony Ventura actually knew how to cut people's hair. And I remember that was like my thing when I was in college. Like anyone who was too cheap to get a haircut, and you had to be really cheap to let me cut your hair. But I would give everybody the same exact haircut. It was like a little, like a shave on the sides and let it pop up on the top, a little fade.
Look at you and Tony Ventrella, two of the best barbers in all of Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in the world of the Seahawks, yesterday was a huge win against the Atlanta Falcons. I think we were all a little bit surprised by it. And we're going to recap the game with the host of Mitch Unfiltered. Mitch Levy will join us at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, he is the host of Mitch Unfiltered, which you can hear wherever you get your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Good morning, Mitch Levy, and go Hawks.
Yeah. All I could tell you is, was that a Nuggets reference to like McNuggets? What was that I just heard? What
definitely
was that?
McNuggets. Like if I ask for three barbecue sauces, you should be able to count to three.
Well, I have a story. I always have a story about everything that you do, Taryn, but I have a story that you are talking to right now. This is how old I am. This is how ancient I am. I got a job. My first ever job was at McDonald's when I was 16 years old. I'll tell you. I'll just go ahead and tell you. 1983, the summer of 1983, I got my first job at McDonald's in Jupiter, Florida. And it was the summer that the McNugget came out.
You were a part of history.
Very soon thereafter, after they came out. Now, what you need to know is there were only six-piece McNuggets. That's it. You couldn't get 10, 20. And I have a theory why you can get 10, 20, 30 now, because people couldn't count. You see, when we had the McNuggets, the rule was, and I'm still mad about this, the effing rule was that you had to put in the frying machine out of the bag. You had to put a multiple of six, either 6, 12, 18, 24, or 30 or 36, depending upon how busy you were at the time. You didn't want to waste McNuggets. But you had to put a multiple of six because at the end of the frying session, you didn't want one or two left over because you weren't allowed to then put those two with another batch. Does that make sense?
That totally
And no one could figure that out. No one could figure out how many to put in. It's constantly two or three left at the end of the batch. And this is 1983, and I'm still not over it. These morons could not put in a multiple of six freaking McNuggets when they came out in 83 or 82.
Well, Mitch, then the million-dollar question is, what dipping sauce do you go with since you've been with it since the day one?
It's funny. Since day one, I had the McNugget in 1983 for the first time, and I tried all the sauces. I was a high school, like, sophomore or junior, and I decided I would never have anything but hot mustard ever again.
Wow.
Huh.
Ever again. And the truth is now, I don't remember the last time I had a McNugget, because I'd have to go straight to the emergency room if I did. But I don't think I would have any sauce now if I was going to have it.
Oh, a purist.
Yeah, no sauce. Dry.
That's insane. That's just crazy talk. You got to have some kind of sour.
Says this guy who doesn't put cheese on his pretzel. Now he's saying you need sauce.
Well, because pretzels are perfect the way they are. Unlike a chicken McNugget, you need the sauce.
Wait a second. Are we talking about like a regular pretzel, or are we talking about a soft pretzel at a ball game? What are we talking about?
Soft at a ball game.
Okay. So can I just make a recommendation? Do you like a McDonald's cheeseburger?
Well, I mean, I've enjoyed one from time to time in my life. Yeah.
Would you even consider the next time you get a hot pretzel, dipping it in a mixture? This is going to sound crazy. A mixture of mustard and ketchup. Take mustard and ketchup, mix them together, and put the hot pretzel in it, because you get the mustard and ketchup together on the cheeseburger, and we love it. But then people would say, oh, my God, mustard and ketchup at the same time with a pretzel? You can't do it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
I'm willing to give it a shot just for you. What I also love is that the Seahawks won the game, so we are... When they lose, we're like having these like heartfelt conversations about the team. Well, the team won, we're like, F it. Let's talk about McNuggets and pretzels.
Well, Taryn reminded me of McNuggets, and my story is that the multiples of six, people could not get it right, and it just really bothered me, and I'm sorry. It's much more important than 34-14 and 4-3 of the Seahawks, and they finally break a three-game losing streak in Atlanta, and we'll talk, I'm sure, more. I'm sure you have a song. I hope the song that I have to sit through now painfully here in Portland/Vancouver, which is where I sit this morning. I'm sure the song is going to be about the Seahawks 34-14 win in Atlanta, right, Taryn, or not?
I'm looking at Danny and seeing, is there any reference between the next song and our Seahawks winning yesterday? All right. Well, Mitch, hang on. We are going to play a song. Okay. We will have more with Mitch Levy after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show.
He is a former McDonald's employee and the current host of Mitch Unfiltered, which you can listen to anywhere you get your podcasts or over at MitchUnfiltered.com. Mitch Levy, big win for the Hawks yesterday versus the Falcons.
34-14, boys and girls. That was a well-executed, much-needed victory for the Seahawks. I was afraid that if they had lost the game, you know, they were underdogs in that game. You know, you watch the game now and you just wonder, how in the world were they underdogs to that team? How is that team... The Falcons a better team than the Seahawks. I guess they've been a better team. And in terms of Vegas, they were an underdog where the Seahawks. But that was a really good win, 34-14. Everybody's talking about the defense this morning, holding a Falcons team that had, I think, averaged 37 points per game the last couple of games, hold them to 14. You know, this day and age, Taryn, in the NFL in 2024, you don't hold teams to four. Teams don't score 14 points. So, that should tell you a lot about the defense. It's weird. We wrapped up late last night, episode 308, which is available wherever you find podcasts. And my thing was, you look at the end, if you don't watch the game, and you say, geez, 14 points, that's a dominant defensive performance. And yet, when I watched the game play-by-play, I didn't feel like it was a dominant defensive performance because the Falcons on offense did a lot of things to push the Seahawks defense all over the field. They ran the ball at them. This guy, Bijan Robinson, was really tough to tackle, and they had 155. So I didn't feel like they were dominating when I was watching the game, but at the end of the day, they had some really big plays. They had two huge interceptions. They had obviously some big sacks. They had the one sack where but Boye Mafe not only sacked him, but knocked the ball away. And Derek Hall picked it up and ran for a touchdown. So I think the defense played well. I wouldn't say it was dominant. And then on the flip side, you look at their offense. When you pick up the newspaper or you go online today, you'll see Geno had like 199 yards passing. And you would look at the numbers after the game and say, well, that's okay. I thought the offense was actually better than their numbers. I didn't think was as good as their numbers. That's, I guess, what I'm, the long-winded way of saying they won 34-14 and they got the Bills this week to try to go to 5-3.
It was weird watching a Seahawks game where I feel like I was like stressed out for maybe like 2 minutes of the entire game, and then the rest of it was just like, oh, this is awesome. Like I don't remember last time I felt like I was a better dad for the rest of the day because I wasn't like all drained and stressed. I was just like, Tatum, what do you want to do, man? I'm in a good mood.
I was not feeling that way. I don't know why. I was stressed for a lot longer than I think most of the people watching that game were stressed for whatever reason. I just felt like, okay, when's the next shoe going to drop? They were up 17-7 at halftime on that play at the end of the first half, which was amazing. 32-yard line. I don't think they have any timeouts left. There's 10 seconds or 8 seconds or 9 seconds to go in the half. And probably the whole Seahawk world is yelling, just take the field goal. You're up 10 to, what are you at that point? You're up 10-7. Just take the 3 points. And they wanted to run one more play, and we're like, oh, this is good. This could be disaster. Mm-hmm. And he throws that laser, that laser to DK right up the middle for a touchdown on the last play, essentially, of the first half to go to 17-7. And even at that point, I was with my son here in the Portland-Vancouver area, and we were watching the game, and I was like, it just feels like the Falcons are going to score and the Seahawks are going to have to keep scoring because this is going to be a shootout at the end. But it wasn't. It was good. Yeah.
Did you see DK Metcalf's pants before the game?
I did, with the stuff on from my son pointed out, like flowers on it. What was it?
Like stuffed animals.
It was like stuffed animals. Yeah. I think it said there were over 200.
Wow.
And how much does something like that cost you?
$650.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Really?
$650 stuffed animal pants.
So he arrived at the game in Atlanta with stuffed animals on his pants, and he left the game in Atlanta on a cart with an injured knee that we're now gonna have to worry about until the Bills game on Sunday to see if DK is gonna play.
Yeah, he looked like he was playing. He was a man on a mission in that first half.
He's looked like a man on a mission for most of the season. I mean, his numbers. Yeah. I know he's been kind of in the middle of the debate and the discussion of Seahawks fans and this and that and yelling at the offensive coordinator, grabbing the headset last week. But, you know, he's been one of the most productive wide receivers in the NFL this year, and I think all the stats prove that. He's been great.
And the Bills are coming to town. What do we think about this matchup?
I don't know. You got the Bills. I mean, you shouldn't probably beat the Bills. You probably won't beat the Bills.
great.
But then you've got the Rams and the 49ers. So you're 4-3, and you've got three potentially very difficult games. The Rams are hurt. And they're here, I think, in the middle. So that's the game that, of the three, you would think they have the best chance of winning. But if you could somehow win the Rams game and win one of the other two, which would be the Bills here or the 49ers, they're just one, and somehow go 2-1 in those three, and now you're 6-4 through 10 games, I think you're in pretty good shape. My fear is they're going to go 1-2 or 0-3 in those three games. and be either 5-5 or 4-6. We'll have to wait and see.
And then I'm back to being a bad parent if they keep losing.
Tatum will not be appreciative of that, of any of that.
He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered. Mitch Levy, thank you so much for joining us. You said episode 308 is out now, and you can check it out at MitchUnfiltered.com or anywhere you get podcasts.
And remember, 6, 12, 18, 24, or effing 30. Okay, guys? Just remember that.
What's so hard about that? Hey, give Mitch a follow on X. It's @Mitch_Seattle. Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you.
Rockaholics, I hope that you were listening to the men's room on Friday at 5:40 because we gave out a cheat sheet with 3 correct answers for the next edition of Beat Migs. And Steve has a record of 292 wins, 88 losses, and 51 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.